Go.
All right, everybody, we're back here. We are having a good time as the Money Matters Midday Edition rolls on. Gary Patterson joins us. He's the fiscal doctor, and we want to drive people to the website. It's fiscaldoctor.com. It's a great website. You go on there, and you walk right out, Gary. That's kind of the whole thing. You start talking to us right away. So people can go on there and take a physical fiscal quiz. It's like a fitness test. It's like a fiscal test, right?
Well, I mean, and that's a great analogy, is that just like we go in every so often, every 6 months, year, whichever, for our fiscal, this is a F-I-S-C-A-L quiz. And the fiscal test has, we made it very simple. There's five basic questions. And it's interesting, if people are really honest with themselves, how often they can do it. Just in your gut, you know if things are going well or not. You know the problems.
Right.
Who has a five-year strategic plan? Those things are back again, and most people really don't do as well. Are they making more money this year than last year? Do they have timely financials? I think we talked about this last time. If you can't get your financial statements out within 10 or 15 days after the end of the month, you're really, you know, this is one of those, I'm historical bookkeeping, I'm not running my business, and do competitors see you as a competition?
Right, yeah.
So those five, if people look at those and think about it, I've found very few people who don't find at least one of those questions that if they get real and stick out their balance sheet and call truthfully, they'll see some benefits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's free, so the price should be right.
I know. That's what I like to hear, free. That's what people really respond
yes.
to. So, you know, you can go on to the fiscaldoctor.com, F-I-S-C-A-L, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R.com, and you can take the fiscal test right there. Back to what we were discussing before the break about product recalls, and you were given the Tylenol story. So why don't you go back to that thought if you know where
yes.
you left off.
Well, the Tylenol is an interesting story, and most people have seen it, and it seems to be their Tylenol has a new incidence. But the gist of this one was everyone says they really did the right thing. Most people don't know that it was a $100 million recall.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there was more than they did the right thing. What if you'll talk to some of the people who knew people at the time or researched it, what you'll find out is they did a common practical sense called contingency planning, which was they said something could happen. If it happens, what would we do? Who would react? Who would be the spokesperson? They played through a drill, just like the fire department practices on how to put a fire out. They practiced, if a problem came up, what would we do? And they came through it well. What most people don't know, in addition to the contingency part of it, is they actually grew their market share.
Yeah.
And I ask the question to people, and I say, if something catastrophic or partially catastrophic happened in your business, how would you take that lemon and make lemonade out of it? How would you come out better having lived through it rather than we didn't live through the product recall?
That's a great point, because it is a financially devastating situation that can happen to a company, but you can also use it. You have to take everything that comes your way and look at it and say, how can we use this to our benefit? We had a situation here. I think the public is waiting to see what our reaction is, and if our reaction suits what the public wants a company to have reacted, or how they would have reacted, then we will benefit from a public relations standpoint, and bing, bang, boom, Tylenol comes out with a great reputation at the end of the day.
That was the idea. And if you look at the reverse side of that, think about the sheetrock issue that's happening, not much of it up here, but across the country, where you've got sheetrock that evidently, on these things with it, if you let it in a house 6 months, a year later, all of a sudden you've got horrible gas and problems. And what do you do? Because the thing that a lot of people didn't know, in an awful lot of cases, that sheetrock, the Chinese manufacturers are not standing behind it. Some of the companies that sold it claim they have no insurance coverage.
Wow.
So if you were a contractor here
yeah.
and use some of that, because
you'll get sued.
You'll get sued, and you'll find out that you have no product liability, most likely. You have in essence, been absolutely blindsided, which could destroy your company.
Yeah.
If, at the least, it's going to be awfully painful to go through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Our number here is 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263. And again, I want to talk about the website that kind of ties everything that we're talking about together. Gary Patterson, who is a trusted advisor, the fiscal doctor. And I'm going to read right from your website. Help CEOs, board members, executive teams, and private equity investors and owners achieve fiscal health. From a quick financial assessment to a comprehensive financial management review, the fiscal doctor will heal what you what ails you. We can help you traverse that often murky pathway to financial health to help you achieve growth and profitability. And we were talking about the fiscal clinic, and the prescription starts with, you know, you mentioned John Paul Getty's secret weapon, the three most likely risk areas and solutions, blended with a review of one of the other nine, and you were going through the other nine, and I think we left off at cash rules. The next one was change, change, and more change. What do, go into that one a little bit.
Well, let me offer one thing if someone will call in. One thing I'd be glad to talk about, I would trust someone might like today. I have 21 ways to generate quick cash. Now, it may be that everybody that's listening today doesn't need any cash, and they have all the cash they need.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
So if someone wants to call in, I'll be glad to talk about a couple of those and come back to that point as we move on now to the change, change, and more change. And I think we just mentioned the other one, the change. What if you owned a facility and shipped in things to Haiti?
Yeah.
How much business in the New England area really goes down there? Some of their telecommunications have New England ownership, people are told.
Yeah.
You look at the other item, when the snow comes, let's make it smaller there. They seem to sell an awful lot more brushes. And when it snows, the people that plow make a whole lot more money, and it changes awfully quick.
Yeah.
The last time I was traveling, I was told it was going to snow a foot here while I was gone, and I came back, and there was no snow, and it moved it to this week. So
yeah,
it
right.
changed within a week for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the change doesn't stop. I mean, that's from a weather perspective, that's what we get here. That's part of the price of admission for being in New England, right?
That's correct.
The cost of failing, the embarrassment quiz, that sounds interesting.
Well, this one may drive home for someone. Basically, the price of if your boss fails the embarrassment quiz, you may lose your job.
Huh. Okay. So what is the embarrassment quiz?
The embarrassment quiz was an article I wrote for one of the board of director magazines on something that works for companies all the way from a two-person startup, a tech area I'm helping, to the Fortune 500. And the logic is, if your boss and your boss's boss can't run their business, if they get blindsided, where are the areas they might get blindsided? And if they do, they're going to look for someone, A, to blame, B, the company's going to do bad and they may have to get rid of someone. The questions really are, again, I keep going back to practical common sense that people who enjoy what I've done who said everybody's forgotten about.
Yeah.
The first one I just ask is, I'll ask someone as the audience are driving, in your gut right now, what do you feel might not happen for you to make your numbers this quarter? You really know. Get real and admit it.
Yeah. And you know, going back to the whole success and you going down with the company ship type thing. When an employee goes into a business, what can they do to look at the top upper level management or the owners of the business to ensure themselves that this company isn't going to go down and I'm going to go down with it? You know, I want to have a job, that's first and foremost, but I also want to have a job in 3 months or a year, or not get caught up in some type of scandal or lawsuit or anything like that, which could be detrimental to my future.
Part of that one is you develop this peripheral vision. I'll ask them a question. I'll ask three questions slowly. We'll see if this makes anyone worry a little bit. How could a $40 million pre-IPO company not know it bought $30 million worth of inventory.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Second one, why would a Fortune 500 manufacturing division start 8 computer conversions and never finish one?
Yep.
Why would a high-tech company keep selling its main product at a loss? Now, someone may come back and say, that isn't me. I'm a small contractor or someone like that. I don't have those problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say stick out your balance sheet and cough and get real. These things happen in companies from small to large. Sometimes the small companies say, well, that could happen to me. It could never happen to the larger company. My friend next door just joined a Fortune 500 company. He just joined Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, or someone like that. His career is made.
Yeah.
You've always got to have that peripheral vision to look for what's going on. If you don't, if the people listening to us who got that dream job and want to stay there 3 months from now, if they really don't understand what the business does and they don't think their boss understands risks they're taking, the classic one was some of the Lehman Brothers where people took huge risks to get their bonus this quarter, and yet, you know, 1 year, 2 years later, huge losses show up. Then there is no company, and our audience who got that great job don't have a job, and
right.
they, as opposed to a gold star on their resume, they've got a name that they've got to find out how many years before I can not be completely embarrassed to admit that I work for those people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Gary Patterson is our guest today. He is the fiscal doctor, and not physical like the physical nature of physicians out there, but fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L. When it pertains to your money, if you are a business owner, an individual investor, whomever, the fiscal doctor will have solutions for you and take their fiscal physical is a good way to put it. And the fiscal doctor has a website, fiscaldoctor.com, and it's a great website. You can check it out there, and you can take all